But now the Aesir are threatening me to steal you back, so here I am. Yeah, next time someone threatens your life, try dying. And so Loki turned Idun into a nut and flew off back to Asgard with her. But when Thjazi returned home and saw his prisoner was missing, he flew off in pursuit. When the gods saw Loki and Idun returning with Thjazi hot on their trail, they piled up some wood and lit it up as the Jotun passed through. Ah, geez, I'm dead now. And now with Idun returned, the gods could once again feast on her apples to restore their youth. But they couldn't celebrate for too long because Thjazi's daughter, the Jotuness Skadi, soon arrived, seeking vengeance for her father's murder. The gods didn't want to deal with another conflict, so, as a gesture of peace, they decided to offer her some compensation for her loss. First, she was allowed to choose a husband from any of the gods, but she could only pick them based on their feet. She chose the prettiest pair of feet in the lineup, hoping they belonged to Baldur, the most beloved of the gods. But it turned out that she picked Njord. Another compensation the gods owed Skadi was to find a way to make her laugh, but this proved to be a more difficult task. And so the gods once again turned to Loki to solve their problem. Loki took a rope and tied one end to the